P1 Perfect Pair, 4 times a day. Pick and match 2 squares, and you win what's on the other side. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is something or other.
And it is 3-1, by the way.
Right. Red Sox are up 3-1. It's 49er time, I can tell you that for sure. The rant will be in the Walgreens parking lot tomorrow at Robert B. Cullum and MLK. That's in sunny South Dallas. They will be there from 9 until 11. Register to win ticket t-shirts and a Weber Q grill. And also, if you got a football at the remote out here at Duke's today or yesterday, bring it out to the rant, and you will have a chance to win tickets to Texas OU. All right, we saw a movie last night that we would like to tell you all about.
Ooh, what'd you see?
It is a sports movie. Ooh. Because movie watching is a sport. The movies, this is the show. It is starting today in widespread release, and the name of this movie is Friday Night Lights. It is a movie based on the book by H.G. Buzz Bissinger about high school football in the great state of Texas in the late 80s, or more specifically, Odessa Permian Panther Mojo football. And there was a screening last night, which we were fortunate enough to be invited to.
Thanks to the boys out at Beckett.
Yes, thank you, Beckett. Thank you, Beckett football, in fact. And I read the, after seeing the movie, I read the review in the Dallas Morning News today, written by Jane Sumner, and I think she got it about right. Now, this movie has been getting a lot of hype. It's been getting a lot of publicity.
I haven't seen a bad review yet.
A lot of people have had very glowing things to say about it.
Including It's Terrible, America. He liked it.
Well, if anybody is, for those who are thinking that this is really a great movie, I would say tap the brakes a little bit, because they gave it a B minus in the morning news, and I think that's about right. Or maybe it was a B plus. Or maybe it was an A plus.
Stop. Did you like it?
You know what? I sat next to Reiner last night, and when it was over, I just had one question for him. What was so great about that?
Okay, but you gotta remove yourself.
I think that I can't watch sports movies.
You overanalyze.
Yes, I do. And it ruins them for me. But then after I went home and slept on it, thought about it, went home and got the book out and really started looking up stuff. And that's what really drove me nuts. They played with history.
Yeah, they take some liberties with events.
And did they need to?
No, they didn't need to at all. But they played with history, and I don't like that. But then after I started thinking about it, about how it was shot and the acting involved and the way it was written, it's a really good movie. I mean, it's Billy Bob Thornton is phenomenal.
The best thing about it is the casting. He is great. He is Gary Gaines, the head football coach at Permian during this time. And he is just magnificent in that role. I mean, you really empathize with the guy at the end of the movie as to what he went through out there, trying to deal with everything he had to deal with and run what was basically a small-time college program.
It was win a state championship or get out of town.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was win a state. It wasn't go to the state. It wasn't go to the playoffs. It wasn't go deep in the playoffs. It wasn't make it to the state championship game. It was win state or get out.
All right, I'm not real familiar with their history prior to that. Did they have a history of winning state titles before 1988?
Yeah, they had 6.
Oh, my God. So, and are winning them recently, like, you know, 85, 84,
they
something
won
like
one the year after. They didn't win one this year. I mean, the year that was chronicled in the book and the movie, but they won the year after.
But, yes, they have a very storied and recent history of winning state championships.
But they were always in the middle of it.
And y'all said it was so bad that after the first game of that season that they chronicled, they lost. And they did what to the coach?
Oh, he came home. And now, whether this happened or not, I don't know. But he lost the second game of the year and got beat pretty bad by Abilene High.
after his star player had been injured, which actually happened in the third game, not the first.
Which they blamed him for. They blamed him for now this was all in the book. They blamed him for keeping him in there in a blowout game. And he came home after the first loss, so they were 1-1, and he had a yard full of for sale signs.
At a high school.
Yeah. Now, see, that is my overriding question with this movie. And this is the thing that stretched the bounds of reality most for me. People out there or anywhere else can't be that eaten up with high school football.
I think they
surely
are.
Surely not.
I think they are there, Ron. Do you know why? Because they can't roll down to the road and see the Rangers play or the Mavericks or the Cowboys.
Now, I understand.
And there's not even big-time college football out there. That is the identity of their community.
All right, okay, I understand that. I understand being big fans and everything like that. But, my gosh, I mean, it just seemed really over the top. And that can't be, it can't really be like that.
There's no way it can be that over the top. But you know the scene?
I mean, I know they got to tell the story and everything.
Okay, you know the scene that where he's sitting in his office and the business guy comes in and goes, hey, coach, can we talk to you? I got some other people coming in here. And they rolled in there and they said, hey, you know, on defense, we really think you need to flip-flop the Mac and the Sam.
Right,
and,
I mean,
and they started talking just technical,
yes.
technical.
Joe Blow
yes.
owns the hardware
oh, yeah.
store?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And you know what? They're big-time boosters and everything, probably a lot of money and all, and probably enough.
Boosters for a high school?
Yes.
Probably. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yes.
What do they do?
Look at their stadium. Look at their equipment. Hey, I'm telling you right now, they had that Ratliff Stadium was like now it's rather ordinary. But they had that back way back in the early 70s. When everybody else was just playing with bleachers.
Yeah, when you take a look at what's in Highland Park and what's over at South Lake and some of the other places, it's
now,
kind of ordinary.
Now, but that was 25 years ago. Well, they had a nice stadium. And that comes from boosters. But, you know, that scene, I'll bet that happened. I'll bet that they, you know, that they all think they know as much as a coach. So, you know, that I can see that happening, but... Man, why did they have to play with history?
Now, everybody said that every single hit, everyone I've talked to, that every hit was so massive.
Oh, it's so over
so
the
crazy.
Top.
Okay, you know those NFL crunch tapes that they get where it takes a whole year to get 30 minutes worth of hits on? They had that in the first 5 minutes of one game.
There was no arm tackling?
No.
You know where you hand the ball off to a running back and he kind of runs into a pile and a guy kind of grabs him and they kind of fall to that? There was not one of those.
No. Every hit was straight out of the Dick Butkus highlight reel.
And I'll tell you something else they did, and I thought this was rather unfair. I thought they cast the boys at Carter in a pretty bad light.
Made them look stupid?
They just made them look bad.
Thuggish?
Yes. Made them look really, really bad. And especially when the coaches got together. This is kind of funny. The coaches got together trying to decide where that Carter and Permian game was going to be played.
They tried to turn it into a big black-white thing.
Yeah, they said...
They wanted to make sure that they wanted an all-black referee crew.
Yes, they wanted... That's what they said.
Did that happen? I don't know.
I mean, because the Carter people were saying, hey, you know, we want an all-black crew. And, you know, then Gary Gaines pretty much said, hey, why don't we just get a zebra crew out of San Antonio? And they said, well, how many black people are going to be on that zebra crew? And Gary Gaines had a pretty funny line of, well, you know.
Last time I looked, zebras were black and white.
Then the guy goes, well, how many black stripes is that zebra going to have on it? I mean, it was just, I doubt that happened. But you know what? I recommend it. I hope everybody, I mean, it's a really well-acted, well-written movie. But I don't know why they had to play with history.
Nope. Billy Bob is great. Tim McGraw is great. The kid that plays Booby Miles is great.
Derek Luke. And the guy that plays Lucas Black is great.
Quarterback?
Yeah.
Hey, isn't he the little kid from Sling Blade?
Yes. He was terrific.
Oh, we need to give Tex Tickets love before that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, coming up next, we'll figure out how to do what we need to do here on the tickets.
Mammoth Hammer.
Oh, yeah, I know that. What's going on, honey?
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket offers the P1 the opportunity to proudly wear a face only a mother could love.
I got arrested, Mama.
The Last Temptation of the Ticket is the October item of the month. The Grego is My Homeboy Ticket T-shirt. Go to theticket.com and order yours for just $15 and wait as it miraculously arrives at your door 3 days later. Perfect for loafing or fishing, this charcoal gray and black beauty declares Grego is my homeboy and bestows its wearer the ability to recite hot sports opinions at will. From Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, the station that says Grego is just all right with me.